This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. In the meantime, we're turning our attention to traditional medicine, because just as South Korea is synonymous with Hallyu, which is the export of its cultural economy, China is looking to build its soft power in the field of traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM. Beijing has been promoting TCM to its allies worldwide, from Cambodia to Pakistan to even Russia.
China has also been very active in advocating for traditional Chinese medicine as a means of managing COVID-19, although obviously, not surprisingly, this has been met with resistance by some international health regulators, including the US and Singapore. Even the WHO recently convened an expert panel to evaluate the role of TCM in COVID's treatment, and based on the evidence viewed that TCM could be beneficial when combined with conventional medicine to treat some COVID cases, this rising wellness movement has also provided an avenue for interest and awareness that will rise.
And closer to home, Malaysia and China recently signed an MOU on traditional Chinese medicine in an effort to integrate the field with modern medicine. During the signing ceremony, Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin spoke about developing traditional and complementary medicine into a professionalized industry to ensure it is safe and widely accessible.
So what role can TCM play in healthcare treatments, and how can traditional medicine be best integrated into our healthcare system? For some thoughts on this, we speak to Shirley Lee, a practitioner at Thompson TCM. Shirley, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Let's start with this WHO panel that convened recently. They issued a recommendation that member states could consider using TCM to help manage COVID-19. How is TCM currently being used in COVID-19 treatments?
Hello, good morning, everyone. Yeah, so the role of TCM in managing COVID, first of all, it helps to treat the COVID patients with mild and moderate cases, to shorten the time to resolution of the symptoms, to reduce the proportion of the patient progressing into the severe or the critical cases. And as for those patients with severe and critical cases who were treated with a combination of both TCM and also the conventional medicine, it helps to shorten the length of stay in intensive care and reduce the rate of the risk of mortality.
Shirley, what about the issue of clinical trials which are applied to, you know, typical Western medicines? Does traditional Chinese medicine undergo those clinical trials?
Oh, yes, definitely. So we can look into like the studies, the clinical trials that were done in China. So there were many trials, clinical trials that were done in China. So there was one that I was found where in a hospital in Wuhan. So there were 662 critical and severe cases of COVID patients. So 484 of them were treated with both medicine, while 178 of them were treated with only the Western medicine alone. So we can see that through from the studies that were found, among the combined treatment, the mortality rate was only 3.1%, while for the other group, it was 31%. So it was a great difference between both groups.
But TCM is still not a replacement for vaccines or antiviral medication, correct?
Yes, definitely. We still encourage patients to go for their vaccine or even their booster dose if they have not gotten their vaccines yet.
If we take a step back, Shirley, and look at the broader traditional and complementary medicine industry in Malaysia, how have views on this area of medicine evolved over the years? Do you see that there's more awareness and acceptance now than previously?
Yes, definitely. I've seen getting more and more Western doctors are more acceptable with our traditional medicine. And besides that, because I'm actually specialized in women's health, especially like dealing with fertility. So we do a lot with like patients with IVF and IUI. So a lot of them actually come and come for acupuncture and taking Chinese herbs before they go for the IVF procedures. Mm.
So, Shirley, Malaysia and China recently signed an MOU, right, on traditional Chinese medicine. That's an extension of the previous one signed about 11 years ago. So what's come out of this bilateral cooperation in this field?
Okay, so in year 2011, our Malaysia and China has signed the similar MOU. So over the 10 years of period, there have been a various collaborations in a field of traditional medicine that were carried out under the MOU. So this includes information sharing sessions, either through the workshops, conferences or meetings, training for the Malaysian MOH health personnel in institution or the hospitals in China, and the deputation of traditional Chinese medicine specialized from China to offer services in the MOH hospitals. So the latest MOU is in line with the aspiration of the WHO and the Malaysian government, which recognizes the contribution of traditional medical system in complementary to conventional medical system and enable the country to move towards a better health. So we hope that an effective communication network can be further strengthened for the purpose of exchanging technical, scientific and regulatory information, which in turn will facilitate the process of making appropriate policies and strategies in ensuring safe and effective use of the traditional medicine services and products for the public well-being in Malaysia.
So how can consumers identify what's legitimate and safe TCM options as opposed to contraband products or even treatments?
I would definitely say that you go and look for a proper clinic, a proper traditional Chinese medicine center with a qualified TCM practitioners.
Yes. Are there particular regulations in place to regulate the TCM industry in Malaysia at the moment, Shirley?
Yes, definitely. All the practitioners are actually qualified, and we do need to get a certificate from the MOH.
All right. Well, Shirley, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Shirley Lee, a TCM practitioner at Thomson TCM, giving us some context, I suppose, into the TCM industry here in Malaysia, and also how she thinks it could be better integrated into our healthcare system.
Medicine and health is a universal issue, right? Western medicine is much more accepted because maybe they do a better job at marketing themselves, which is why when you look at some of the big listed providers, as a percentage of revenue spent on A&P, it's a huge amount, maybe as much as maybe 3 or 4% of revenue, right? But the thing is, with traditional Chinese medicine, it echoes what people like Yuval Harari has talked about for years, which is the fact that people and humans have been studying the material world for many, many years. We know the physical world quite well. What we don't know very well is ourselves and how our body works, right? And that's how traditional Chinese medicine works. A lot of people don't realize, but traditional Chinese medicine is over 2,000 years old. It talks about the balance of elements within our body. It talks about breathing. It talks about massage. It talks about acupuncture. And I've been through acupuncture, and I've been going through to this course in this guy in Batu Caves for the last couple of years. It's actually quite good. Dr. Lau, he's actually quite famous, right?
Yes.
It works. It works. And I think a lot of people don't realize that Western medicine is it's formulated. It doesn't treat the cause. It treats the manifestations, the symptoms. But to be really healthy, you need to go to the root cause of why you're ill in the first place. And I think TCM does a better job of addressing that than Western medicine does.
Interesting perspective there. And I think that that's a good point to note. Also to mention that there's, I think as Shirley was mentioning, TCM, in addition to conventional medicine, is perfectly safe and a possible option for those who are looking at different treatments. I am just wary of those who eschew conventional medicine entirely for traditional medicine without, I suppose, the same rigorous scientific backing to traditional medicine that sometimes there is. But at the same time, there's room for complementary, for both to complement each other, I feel.
Yeah, and then if we were to look at this from the COVID perspective, how I think some people actually take some additional traditional Chinese medicine as complementary treatment to reduce their symptoms, COVID symptoms. I don't know. There's a lot of controversy over there because there's some rumors that there's fake products out there. And
I think that's always the danger when it comes to traditional medicine. So please note, try to look for options that you know are certified to be safe and regulated. In any case, if you want to learn more about the business of TCM, we did have a grill not too long ago with Aaron Bowie, Group CEO of Yu Yan Sang International. The podcast is titled TCM Reaching a Brand New Audience. Take a listen on our BFM app. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.